Welcome to the Soulful Mind radio program. I am Minister Jackie Kane.
And Dr. Patrick Ware, Duluth Child Psychiatrist.
We're so glad that you are here again with us this Friday. We're here every Friday at 2 o'clock for 30 wonderful minutes. And you can also find us on the web 24/7 at our website at thesofamind.com. And you can go to wgunradio.com and click Listen Live, which means if you're on vacation, you can also catch us out here every Friday. How are you today, Doc?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the spring, not the pollen.
Absolutely.
And I am very aware that you and I are blessed.
Absolutely, 100%.
The ability to be here and share with the hearts of those that have come with us on this journey, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later in the show. I think we also need to remind people that we're over 100 years of experience, and it's a big secret as to who has the largest number of those years. Also, that this program represents the opinions of Minister Kane and myself, and is not intended in any way to represent the opinions of any individual or group of individuals, be they clerical in their orientation or professional. We're here to augment and facilitate your growth and discovery and your any relationships you have with helpers in your life. Our family is growing, and with ever-increasing acknowledgments, we're going to add to the website a section entitled Acknowledgement Family. We've decided that is valuable. These are people who have acknowledged they're following our program from email, voicemail, personal comments, call-ins. Thank you all for helping to make this a more responsive offering and offering your thoughts and experiences and helping others as well. And I think the latter is probably the most important of those. Those of you who had the opportunity of listening last week or have been to the website and heard last week's program by just clicking on the show recordings will remember Leslie's heart-rending sharing of the death of her mother. Our current family, and if I leave anyone out, I apologize, Ricky, Bonnie, Grace, Elaine, Todd, Rodan, Leslie, Evelyn, Marjorie, Carolyn, Candace, Sarah, Carol, Vanessa, Maria, Lee, Kia, Dallas, and Peggy. And the list is growing. So how about it, folks? Are you guys listening? Do you know how very important it is to us and the other listeners that you are there listening and hopefully beginning your own intensity monitors? Please let us know we're reaching you. Fellas, the guys out there, the ladies are leading in the names that I just read.
We're doing it.
Can we fellas pick up the pace just a tad? Do all of you know how very important any feedback is? We're waiting for your email, voicemail, telephone messages, call-ins. Tell us what's happening, be it positive or an unpleasant experience. We're all here for you deeply in prayer that you can hear us. Speaking of a prayer, our Heavenly Father, we humbly ask for your blessing and direction in this ministry. Open our hearts and ears that we may hear and have our hearts and minds guided, that we may be heard by those who will benefit from your gifts. And again, I want to refer to one of our basic tenets, and that is that it is a global human desire to love and to be loved. And that's what we're about. Today we're going to do something a little different. I've been getting some feedback from people that I should stop reading and start talking. One of those people sitting across the desk from me.
That would be me.
Yeah, and although there are other, that's not the only feedback we get. But today is Jackie's day.
Wow, look at that. Thank you, Doc.
Go for it.
I'll go for it. Well, I tell you people, we are so excited about today's topic because this is something that all of us have had an opportunity to deal with, and I want you guys to call and give us your input, some experiences you have with the topic, how to stay focused. And we just broke it down, focus meaning following one's course until successful. follow one's course until successful. And we'd love to hear from you at 770-491-7748. Again, 770-491-7748. Because it is so important to hear what you have to say regarding the topic of staying focused. And if you have some questions for us, we are here in the studio. So, Doc, I know you have a lot of people come in all the time with that problem.
Well, we've been talking for several weeks now about the impact of distraction on a person's relationship with their own heart, both external distractions as well as the distractions that we create. And I would say simply that and if you look at motivational speakers, if you look at educational process in, at any level, it really is about being able to attend to the issue at hand. And of course, our message is that the primary issue at hand is what's in your heart.
Absolutely.
And your ability to move away from judgment and the value of the exercise that's on www.thesoulfulmind.com is that it will gradually introduce your person to the value of the absence of judgment. So you simply pause after any feeling, any size, any quality, any time. And you ask yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no intensity and 10 is the most intense feeling you could ever imagine having, be it pleasant or unpleasant. And you ask yourself at the end of that feeling, and how intense was that? And it takes but a nanomoment to register it was a 1, it was a 3, it was a 7, it was a 9. And you move on.
Move on. Absolutely.
And the comments about what happens when you do that as often as you can, excluding operating motor vehicles on Atlantis expressways, are listed on the website, and I encourage people to go look at that and see whether or not those things that are being said could have any potential power and value in your life.
You know,
the bottom line is, what if what we're saying is real? What if you don't do it?
What if? Yes. Well, we're hoping that today everyone will learn to stay focused and do what needs to be done.
I have never known anyone in my life, and I have known a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm sounding like a senile old gentleman here. I have never known anyone who achieved contentment and peace of heart by doing something, by becoming a this or a that. You know, the number of pediatricians, family physicians who go back after 10 years of practice and become an Episcopal priest, or they become a radiologist, if you will, you know, they spent their life achieving those goals, and something wasn't there. So I warn you, you know, the Princess Dianas of the world, beauty, fame, fortune, power, wealth, even health, do not contentment make.
Absolutely. And?
So it's not in the do, it's in the be.
The be. And that's so profound, because my husband and I were talking the other night, Doc, because we have some family members that are always going through things, just issues after issues after issues. And we both sat down with each other, and he said, you know what the problem is? We are so focused on being human doers instead of human
beings. Yes.
Just be.
I'm challenged a bit by my specific historical acumen, but I think that, wasn't it in the 1600s that William Shakespeare said the issue is to be or not to be? He didn't say to be rich, to be powerful, even didn't even say to be healthy.
Be or not to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's why we're talking about focus today, because all of us are so busy. I know you have a busy schedule. I have a busy schedule. And it's just all the time something that is going on. And what I found in my life, the way to stay focused, and I wrote down a few little notes here, Doc.
You're not going to read.
You know, I have them. have them memorized, Todd, because yeah, this is a daily ritual for me, okay?
I understand. We're talking about Minister Kane's rituals.
Hey, that's guys, call us here and let us know what your thoughts are.
How do you stay focused?
Absolutely.
Or you don't have focus issues.
And you want
that's
us to.
It. I'm sorry. We are the only one.
Who don't have.
You and I are the only one who have focus issues.
I don't think so. But we're here in the radio station right now.
770-491-7748.
Absolutely. But how do you stay focused? My number one tip is daily planning. This is how I'm able to do what I need to do and how I need to do it and not be stressful. Daily planning. I align my day before the new day begins. Say, for instance, at night before I go to bed, I take a little pad out and I decide what are the most important things that I need to get done the next day. I don't wait till the day of, because you wake up and you hit the floor running and you don't have that time to focus. So you begin to put your hands in too many pies and you don't get a chance to eat one slice. Make sense?
I think do that sort of instinctively. Mm-hmm. I started doing that in high school.
Wow.
Actually, maybe even in middle school.
No wonder you're such a calm, cool dude, huh?
Well, you know, it has to become natural.
It is. It is.
And once it becomes natural, then you really, it's not making a list.
Absolutely.
You know, today I got up and I thought, okay, what are the things that I really want to be sure and do? And,
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of start happening. And
mm-hmm.
When I was a medical student at Emory, we had two kinds of medical students on the wards at Grady. There were the guys who would listen to the histories and record it in their mind, and there were guys like me who had the little 3x5 index cards in our pocket where we had, you know, every word down and phrases and data. And there's assets and liabilities for both of those approaches.
Mm-hmm.
The one without the notes is more spontaneous and thinks more freely, but also there's a greater need to be immediately exquisitely focused on the subject and the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who takes the notes can relax a little bit and lean on his notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here I am without notes today, so we'll see how it goes.
Follow my lead, Doc. You'll do just fine. Like we were saying earlier, to be successful at this, you must plan ahead of time. Write down what you're needing to accomplish. And it's so easy to do. Say, for instance, I went online the other day, and they had this big, huge article on CNN.com, of all places, how to be a happier mom. Listen to this, Doc. 8 ways to focus on the positive.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you.
She's got a list. She has a list.
I do. It's such a big problem where we as Christians are just falling in line. We don't have God time, and we don't have focus time on our spiritual selves because we're so focused on stuff and we're running around all the time. And this article was so profound to me because it was trying to tell moms, you are so busy, but you need to be happy and focused and have a little peace in your life also. So they were just telling them how to set it up. And we're going to go down the list. Again, I said you need to have daily planning before you wake up that day. Prioritize your list. The important things you need to get done and stay focused on that. Did you hear that, Doc?
I did.
Stay focused on that. The questions to ask. Is what I'm doing part of the list for the day? If it's not, don't hop around on several different things and not get what you're needing to get done. Procrastination is number one. What you say about that?
I would say that we're all guilty.
Absolutely. And it's hard for us to stay focused, too, on a lot of issues when we're bouncing around. And if you have that problem, if you have some suggestions for us, we're here live in the studio at 770-491-7748. But the important part of staying focused is to have that list, to have that project you're working on, and actually standing there and finishing it from the beginning to end. But you must eliminate those things that are causing you to be distracted.
And let me just add a subliminal thought here. That's a thought that's sort of just outside of your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That the offering here on the Soulful Mind is based on an idea that the richer and the more accepting you are, the more purely loving you are of all of your gift of consciousness, the less judgment there is inside your heart about what you feel, the less you fight all of your feelings, the calmer you are, the more centered you are, and the less distractible, that's the punchline, you are. Mm-hmm. It's like going on a trip, you know, and you take your heart. You take all of your heart with you every moment on the trip. And whether there's betrayal or disappointment or victory and joyousness in your moment, you're still taking all of you with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes your vulnerability to distraction mm-hmm. tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
It also enhances your capacity to appreciate and accept others.
Mm-hmm.
So the principles that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the principle of pure love,
mm-hmm.
the principle of anticipating health, of harmony, of innocent abundance, and of joy, while creating, while attracting life, and also just simply accepting
mm-hmm.
your own heart and the experiences that you have,
mm-hmm.
are just critical.
Mm-hmm. Very critical.
But it's easier to say than it is to do.
Yeah.
So the key is, we were having a conversation with James a few minutes ago about whether or not people had the ability to not judge their feelings. Just because somebody tells them, quit judging your feelings and just accept them, and it doesn't work that way. You've got to introduce your spirit to what it feels like to not judge it, and that's the value of the intensity monitor exercise. But nobody's going to believe me, you know. People who come to my office, people that I know personally, people don't believe what you tell them, but they do believe what's real, what happens, what they feel in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So give your heart a chance. Go to the website. Look at the comments. Try the exercise. Any feeling, any size, any quality, any time. You know, what if that richness that you seek, that you think other people have, but that you have because in the back of your mind you're wondering if you're broken or unlucky or that there's something wrong with the way your heart and mind works. What if that's not true? What if anybody in the world who approached life the way you're approaching it would be feeling exactly how you're feeling? Get rid of competition, control, caretaking, and guilt. Believe it or not, those things just drift away. And as you do the exercise, you're going to find that which is you is, and that which is not you simply goes away on its own.
Are you done, Doug?
I just wanted to give you enough time to review all of your notes.
I'm waiting on you to get finished. Now!
Go for it.
Let's go for it. Removing distractions. Let's see, TV is a distraction for a lot of folks. Clutter is a distraction. You know how many times people check their emails a day and can't stay focused on the task at hand? You should know that, Doc, because I get about how many from you a day.
That's true. That's true.
It's true, right? Cell phones or phones in general.
Do you know? I wonder if the people out there know what happens if a family turns off the electronics in their home.
Oh my goodness!
That there are two things that happen if a family will. If all you do is restrict the electronics,
uh-huh.
not the radio, of course, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Gotta be here at 2 o'clock.
No, that's right. But. You know, families that I've worked with, I've suggested, you know, that they have family meetings once a day where people
wow.
just sit down and they share something from their day with everybody.
You know, we used to call that around the supper table, right?
Yeah,
which doesn't happen that often anymore.
Well, it, you can certainly make it a goal.
It needs to be.
As you say. But,
absolutely.
The people just, it's just so easy to get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So easy to be pulled away from where you are if you're not intent on keeping your heart with you as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Families that will turn off the electronics or make an hour's worth of PSP or Xbox or whatever,
mm-hmm.
something that you earn, if
mm-hmm.
you will,
mm-hmm.
Two things happen. People start talking to each other.
Amazing.
And they read.
Which is really amazing.
So, you know, we do have... We can change the direction of our of our experience by choosing how we spend our time and who we spend our time with,
mm-hmm.
and what we do when we're with people that we choose to share our lives mm-hmm. with. And mm-hmm. It really makes a difference.
Well, it's amazing. We had a fast at church one time, and everybody was supposed to fast something. If it wasn't food, they needed to fast something in particular. And we did TV. And it was so amazing.
Fasted television.
Can you believe that? Come on now. Hello. Especially on Monday nights. But anyways, it was amazing how much time we all got a chance to spend with each other. And things that I didn't know about the children and what they were wanting to do and didn't like and so on, we got a chance to discuss all those things because there was distraction was not there, which was the television. It was amazing.
There's some very sophisticated software computer chips out there that allow parents to select and deselect cable channels that their kids can access.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would just remind people that the original parental control for a television is the plug.
Okay. Just unplug
just
it, right?
Just unplug it.
It works.
That's right. Just unplug it. So, you know, can we imagine what would happen in this family if, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the evening, and they're watching. What's that show that everybody wants to become a performer? American Idol?
American Idol, yeah.
You know, just say, well, okay, you're not going to see American Idol tonight. Well, what do we do? What do we do?
What do we talk?
No. We don't have to see American Idol.
I know. It's amazing what could happen, right?
I've got to go see my QVC channel, you know, that channel where you have to shop and buy and go and do.
Okay. You're absolutely right. Well, that's number uno, where we talked about it. Now, make a list of the things that are distracting you, which is so very, very important. And, Doc, I know that's important to you because you see so many people every day, and they come in with an idea of what they are coming to you for, and you're having to dig in to help them really find out what's going on.
I want somebody out there to call us today, 770-491-7748, and tell us what you're worried about today. There's something that's distracting you from hearing that Jackie and I are trying to talk to you about your heart. We're trying to enhance the quality of your life, and you've got less than 10 minutes left to call and check in and say, here's what's on my mind. Here's, you know, what would you do, Doc, if your house burned down yesterday, or if your spouse left you, or if, you know, you got a letter from the IRS that they're going to audit you for the last 10 years sequentially. You know, it's like da-da-da-da.
Right.
So, what are your distractions?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you mm-hmm. do with it? You give in to the distraction mm-hmm. and let it control your day and spend your day in fretfulness? You know, if you have a problematic relationship, how do you go about allowing that reality to be there and mm-hmm. not miss your own heart and the day and the relationships you have and your own creativity?
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess nobody's distracted.
Well, I tell you what, focus and clarity. Let's talk about that. Because that happens with a lot of people. They don't have clarity on what's going on around them, so therefore they can't focus. Like you said before, it could be a relationship. Clarity, where is this going? How is it going? Is it something I should spend my time with continuously, or is it something I need to just get rid of and move on with my life? With this job, I need clarity. Is this really where I need to be?
It's true in relationships.
Everywhere.
Like, it's not what people say. It's what
mm-hmm.
they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is getting to know someone and listening to what they say and watching mm-hmm. whether what they say fits with how you experience them and fits with what they do. And, you know, there are not a lot of folks out there who can integrate all three of those things and have it be one package.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our position is when you make peace with your heart, mm-hmm. those three things come together.
Right. Exactly.
And the choices of life get really, really simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't miss the butterfly landing on the first dandelion blossom of the season. I had a gentleman I worked with recently who had just started doing the exercise in, say, early to mid-February. You guys know I said that Robbins got here the first day of January in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he did it for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, I'm from the north, and he said, I remember that robins meant the springtime.
Wow.
And he said, you know, I saw the robins this week.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you're only about 6 weeks late, but that's better than missing them completely.
Absolutely.
And he laughed, and he said, I think his comment was about the exercise, something mm-hmm. to the effect of, you know, this really does get me. Uh-huh. This works. Uh-huh. It really does have value. Uh-huh. People are shocked that something as simple as pausing and asking yourself how intense was that can open doorways that you didn't know were there.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
You know, we're talking to all of you, and even if you're not calling us, we know you're there.
We do.
We know that you're having trouble. Maybe you're embarrassed. Maybe you, as we talked last week, you need to hear it's okay to call. You know, it's an anonymous thing. Nobody's going to give out your home phone number. And call us and tell us. Tell us what we need to know to help you get connected, get focused, and develop your clarity with mm-hmm. your own heart. Mm-hmm. You'll find that the power of the distractions that seem to be insurmountable in your life will melt if you will just give us a chance. Mm-hmm. Just give your heart a chance.
Well, check this out. Sometimes we just have to get in a position where we remember what Jesus told the storm, to just be still. Hmm. In Mark 4:35-41, it says, "And the same day, when the eve was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." Is that ways of life? Sometimes it's overwhelming to us, and we get just full of the waves of life.
I think the people who have not had the opportunity of pursuing the exercise really allow the intense unpleasantness in their life to define them. It's kind of like telling yourself, in order to be happy, you're going to need to become an extremely wealthy real estate baron. Or a mortgage banker, or a very influential politician. You know, I can tell you that having known all of those, I have not met many of them, maybe even any of them, who could teach someone about contentment and peace of mind and heart. So it's, you know, it's not out there in stuff. Mm-hmm. I even had one lady I think we referred to last week who really caught herself as she began to do this, and she said, "You know what I really, really realize now is that I was telling God what to do on how to make my life better." Mm-hmm. I was telling him that he needed to remove the pain. Mm-hmm. So that we define in our own hearts what the answers to our discontent are without even being aware of it. Mm-hmm. Jackie and I are saying one thing. We're saying simply that the secret is in your developing your ability to love yourself in completeness, mm-hmm. just as you would if you had met the Christ on the road to Galilee.
Absolutely.
It's the Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And 39, it says, "And he arose and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." And we pray that you have a great calm in your life as you take one piece of your life at a time and focus and be great at it. This is Minister Jackie Kane. We love you.
And I'm Dr. Patrick Ware. We are truly blessed. We know you're there. You're in our prayers. We love you and God loves you. www.thesoulfulmind.com. We'll see you next Friday at 2.
Have a good week. God bless you.
Say everybody.
Do you suffer from chronic backaches, headaches, or ball and joint pain? Then tune in to Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall each Saturday to WGUN 1010.